Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
When I went up to Colorado to Brother Hagin's meeting, one day I went out to lunch with him, and it seems to me that when Brother Hagin agreed to have the Holy Ghost meetings that God had dealt with him about 4 years ago to have, it seems to me that it released something in the spirit of all of we who march in the company under him. The Lord said to me years ago, in the glorious church there are glorious connections. Some of the connections come from the past, some of them are from the present. For God sets in the body as it pleases him. And he made me to know that in my lifetime I would be connected to certain people. And that would be where God set me. Wasn't that I'm not connected to the whole body, but that's where I would work. Like the hands on a body, I would be connected, and I would see these connections. I always saw them between people. I saw how they were connected. He said some of the connections will be from the past, people who've gone on, like John G. Lake. We're all connected to him and his faith, whether you know it or not. And we have living contacts. We've had living contacts with his daughter, and you had Justin Duplessy just here. Those are connections that God brought. I have no doubt God brought Justin Duplessy to lay hands on people right here because he's had hands laid upon him by Miss Wigglesworth and come under the ministry of John Lake's influence. And I have no doubt that this was a connection of God. And we are connected in the natural with people too. I started going to Brother Hagin's meetings in 1967, small little bitty meetings in Tulsa in a little room. And there in that meeting was Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, but nobody knew it was Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Nobody cared. You know, I mean, they just hoped that that guy could get that car tied together in baling wire with baling wire out of the parking lot. We had to park in this Oklahoma highway patrol place there, and we had a little old gate to get out of. And it was amazing, but God was setting us in the body as it pleased him. And it was God that brought Jerry Savelle to Kenneth Copeland. And there is a way, somehow, that we march under the general of Brother Hagin, you know? And there's all parts in the body, and they're all doing works for God. We're not able to be everywhere at one time. And so we're this hand right here. We don't separate ourselves from the body. We're not a hand floating out in space. But we bless every part of the body. We scratch another part of the body's back, you know? We rub the feet. I go to a lot of places. I was asked to be the speaker at the Kansas Pentecostal Holiness Convention 3 or 4 years ago. You know, they're, and I loved them all. We just had the best time. First thing I asked was, have they seen any pictures of me in my earrings, you know? And you know, they didn't even mind. They invited me anyway. Bless the Lord. And so it was wonderful fellowship. But then there are those, you know, that you just know you work together. You just know that. You work together for the God said to me, for apostolic works. They're joined together for apostolic works. And so I believe that something happened in the Spirit when Kenneth Hagin obeyed God and had the Holy Ghost meetings that he was supposed to have. Somehow it released all of us to be freer. I don't know. I can't tell you. Something happened. Bless the Lord. And I'm going around everywhere, and things are happening everywhere in the Spirit. Things happened. That meeting that we had, Southwest Believers Convention, was absolutely, it was delicious, wasn't it? It was absolutely delicious. I told someone, Shelley's the one I told, I sense no strife among ministers. I sense nothing like that, that a few years back the devil just had going big time in the body of Christ, trying to separate us all from each other. But I don't know the ministers. I'm there sitting everywhere. But I don't feel any, I don't know, you wouldn't call them vibes or something, but I can tell when something's not right, can't you? And then when it's sweet and good, well, of course you could tell that night when our praise became so high. So high. Hallelujah. That it reached right to the throne of God. And he sent one of the living creatures to check on it. Bless the Lord. That's high up in the angelic order. one of the living creatures that stands before him. And so I went to Colorado, and I was talking with Brother Hagin at lunch one day, and I told him about that meeting. And I asked him about this creature. I said, you know, Shelley and I thought that that was one of those living creatures. And he said, well, that's what they look like to me. When I was caught up before the throne of God, he said, they were about 15 feet tall. And he said they had eyes around their heads, and they were about the size of quarters, flaming eyes around their heads. And you can read that in Brother Hagin's book, I Believe in Visions. I'm going to read you just a little bit of it. He was preaching in Rockwall, Texas, in a tent meeting. Not many people came out that night. There had been a heavy rain. And so they prayed, and he heard this voice, and it said, come up hither. Just what it says in Revelation. You're going to hear that, come up hither. That's what you're going to hear in the rapture. You're going to hear Jesus say, come up hither, and he'll call your name. Oh, God. But you know, we've got to start coming up hither now. We've got to start coming up hither now. And we are. And I believe that's why it was so good. We're coming up hither, bless the Lord. Glory be to God. But that night, Brother Hagin heard this voice. He thought it was kids on the side of the hill playing pranks on the Holy Ghost people, Holy Rollers. But anyway, Jesus came and stood there and talked to him and showed him a scroll at the first and warned him about coming judgment. Now, people don't like to hear that word judgment. But you better know, honey, sin's going to be judged. This whole everything on this world's going to be judged and put away, and I'm glad. Aren't you? Bless the Lord. And so Jesus said to him, warn this generation as Noah did his generation, for judgment is about to fall. And these sayings shall be fulfilled shortly, for I am coming soon. This is the last revival. I'm preparing my people for my coming. Judgment is coming, but I will call my people away, even unto myself, before the worst shall come. How many of you notice judgment has come upon things? And everyone can tell it in the world. But be thou faithful, watch, and pray. Now, those are always instructions in the Bible about the last days. Watch and pray. Watch what's happening and pray. And also watch in the Spirit. We're going to talk about that one morning this week. Watch and pray, for the time of the end of all things is at hand. Oh, glory be to God. Again, I heard a voice say, come up hither, come up to the throne of God. I saw Jesus standing about where the top of the tent should be, and I went to him through the air. When I reached him, together we continued on to heaven. We came to the throne of God, and I beheld it in all its splendor. I was not able to look upon the face of God. I only beheld his form. The first thing that attracted my attention was the rainbow about the throne. It was very beautiful. The second thing I noticed was the winged creatures on either side of the throne. That's the one we're talking about. They were peculiar-looking creatures. I guess they look peculiar to us, but they must be beautiful to God. They were peculiar-looking creatures, and as I walked up with Jesus, these creatures stood with wings outstretched. They were saying something, but they ceased and folded their wings. They had eyes of fire set all around their heads, and they looked in all directions at once. Bless the Lord. So, hallelujah, glory be to God. When I got up in the nighttime, the Lord told me to start out with telling that story, I believe, to point out to us, you've had a visitation. You have had a visitation from one of the four creatures that is always before the Father, always standing before him. And we were told that night that as Abraham heard, they had come down to check on the evil. They, before Sodom and Gomorrah's judgment, they were come down in our presence that night to see if the glory and the praise was that was coming up before the throne. Maybe what that's what Vicki saw. Was as it seemed. And if we're going to take the next step. So when I got up in the middle of the nighttime, the Lord told me to read about Abraham. So let's go and read about him in Genesis 18. And go back and look at the, check the scripture that God gave us that night. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Genesis 18. And Jehovah appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And how would you like to be sitting on your front porch and you look down the road and here comes three angels? What would you do? And lo, three men stood by him, and when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. He was ready for the angels. He didn't have to rush in the house and hide anything. Turn off the soap opera. He was ready for a visitation. And he said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee from thy servant." And so he got water and washed their feet, and then he prepared food for them, and they ate it. It's amazing to me how they ate the food he prepared. He told Sarah, make some cakes, and she did. And it says, verse 7, Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And I guess it's all right for you to eat meat. They ate meat. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. This is the first biblical record we have that Sarah heard about the coming child. So the first thing they did, they revealed to Sarah that she was going to have the child. She got tickled at the thing. She laughed. So we know it was the first she heard it. And they revealed the plan of God. And Sarah laughed, and they said, verse 14, "Is anything too hard for God? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." And then they got up to go, verse 16. And the angelic visitors, the men that calls them here, rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. He started walking down the path with them. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And Jehovah said, now he's telling Abraham why he's here, and this is what the Lord reminded us of that night at the convention.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.